I said, yes, sir, I have a license. He said, well, what do you got, a provisional? Which is kind of like a learner's permit, you know. I said, no, sir, I don't have one of them. He said, well, I guess you got a third. And I said, no, he asked me first. He said, what you got, a third? And I said, no, sir, I don't have a third. And he said, well, you got a provisional. And I said, well, no, sir. And he said, well, what the hell have you got? And I said, I have a first. Oh, man, he got down. And he said, Mr. Huffman, do you see that door? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, you understand the mechanics of twisting the knob and pulling it back? I said, thoroughly. He said, see if you can get out of here. He said, you don't need to be in my class, and I don't need you in my class. And I argued a moment. I said, but sir, you know, college is kind of crazy, and you can't go in. I can't go into the radio department and start out as a, you know, a graduate student all of a sudden, just because I got experience and maybe know a little bit. I said, I got to have radio 101 and then 202 and 303. He said, I'm sorry. So I'd already paid my money, so I wound up taking anthropology and had a ball, man. We went out in a slough out there north of Starkville and dug up Indian bones, had a blast, a little bald-headed professor named Gibson. But I did have a speech course. The guy's name was and I believe he was from, I believe maybe he graduated from your college. He was from over there, yeah. He was a really big squirty dude about my size, you know, and he was about 26. Got drafted right after the class was over, you know, sent him to Nam. We didn't really... I didn't learn a lot. A lot of the people in there that, you know, they've never had a speech course. And
you know, they get up there and get talking and they sound like that.
And so really it was not really a joke, but it was, you know, a waste in a sense, because I could have been doing something else probably that would have done me a lot more good. And the kind of things he would do is, you know, pick out somebody in the class and get up here and give an introductory speech on them. Well, crap. I mean, you know, I do that 20 times a day anyway, you know, to a certain extent. People that I don't know anything about, Greg Allman or Sean Cassidy either, but, you know, I got to come up with something. So anyway, that ended my senior college career. I went back to junior college, you know, sophomore in that fall, and was president of student body and a whole bunch of other garbage, and graduated. And after that, there was no place really around here to continue. So, you know, without going a long, long distance, no radio departments around here that amounted to much, and so that was all of my education.
Yeah, with that, I was just going to say that first class commercial license, you could really call yourself a radio engineer with that, can't you?
Well, right, that's what it is. It's a first class engineer's license, you know.
Yeah.
I got one in my pocket and one on the wall in there, but I don't tell too many people that I'm a first class engineer, because the course we had was real good. It crammed everything down your throat, you know, that you had to know and needed to know, and, you know, all the formulas of this, that, and the other. But if you didn't come right back and put it to work, you know, it's kind of like reading a book on how to fly an airplane. You got to make a few landings and takeoffs, you know. And I never really fooled with it enough. Mostly what I needed the license for was to be able to, you know, to read the meters, to keep the thing on the air, and have sense enough to know when to call the chief engineer to come down here and, you know, put things back together. Yeah. Where were we?
We were talking about your first class license.
Oh, yeah, well,
I can, you know, appreciate that, because I've got an amateur license, and I know how tough.
You know, I'd like to have an amateur, and I'm going to get it someday.
Well,
but
you wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah, see, I'd have to learn the code.
Well, yeah. But,
you know, and that would be, I guess you might say, my only problem. Well, it's everybody's only problem. You got to get your novice, you know. You got to learn the code, your beep, beep, bop, bops. And I'm the kind of guy, I guess I'm kinetic, as the word goes, because, you know, I run about 100 miles an hour all the time. You know, my brain is just like that. And now and then, you know, something good will fall out of it and we'll write it down, you know. but I just, same thing with musical instruments. I love music, and I write songs, I write poetry. I got stacks, I got a briefcase out there by my desk full of them. But they'll never be any good to anybody, because I don't know how to sit down to this piano over here, or to the guitar, two guitars I got at home. And say, okay, bump, 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 you know. And I wrote one the other day called Why Don't We Get Black Together?